Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Youthful and the doubtful. And there is an attitude that they'll be fine. Why should they take the vaccine? Maybe you will get a long-haul syndrome that we're not really sure what it is yet, but a lingering consequence of COVID. Or maybe you go home and kiss your grandmother and wind up killing your grandmother.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact. It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake.
Colleagues on the other side of the aisle just can't resist stretching out the pandemic, using it as a rationale for additional spending.
They keep going and going and going.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We had a contest in the first hour to win tickets to the VIP experience here at the Howie Car Show, now that I'm back in Boston, on Wednesday. And we had several people who knew the answer to the question, but none of them could actually make it on Wednesday. They just wanted to text in and see what was going on. So we're going to do another contest here to if you know the answer, text to Howie at Howie 63566, and you could win, if you're the first texter to come up with the right answer, you could win a pair of tickets to the Howie Car Show VIP experience here in the studio with me and other listeners. Meet Grace, meet Taylor, meet me, get books, etc., get a nice meal on Wednesday. But it's Wednesday. It's not much
lead. Wednesday, 3 to 7 p.m. Don't text if you can't make it.
Yeah, don't text if you can't make it. That's the key thing. So there you go. The question is, in what year was Whitey Bulger captured in California? In what year was Whitey Bulger captured in California? That's the question to win two free tickets to the Howie Car Show VIP experience on Wednesday. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. On behalf of the folks in the community, I want to welcome you back to the Commonwealth. Unlike that super spreader state you came from, our protocols and procedures in all the sectors call for religious mask wearing, and you don't get a special dispensation or get to say 12 Hail Charlies. Remember, we follow the science, the political science.
The science fiction, I would say. The lead story on the Globe now is New England leads the nation in vaccination rates. I don't recall that same story when Massachusetts led the nation in unemployment rates all last summer. I don't recall that story. Massachusetts number three in overall death rate, only behind New Jersey and New York.
Romney had binders full of women. Biden has binders full of used masks.
He found it in his pocket, though. I loved it when Jill was looking on the ground for it. What was she going to do? Hand it to him if it had mud on it or dirt or God only knows what? She was going to pick it up and put it back on his face. Talk about non compos mentis. But he has announced today in breaking news that there will be no more income taxes on anyone making under $400,000. That's what he said. That's what he said.
The reason I'm bothering to do this is I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Anybody making less than $400,000 a year will not pay a single penny in taxes.
Thank you. Or as the newcomers to our land would say as they take all of the free benefits, muchas gracias, el presidente. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much he decreed everyone must wear one. It took centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Kamala Harris is never going to get to the border now. She's going to be too busy spending all her time in outer space.
What's that? I missed that. She's going... What did she say?
I kind of missed it, too. Hold on.
Kamala Harris is never going to get to the border now. She's going to be too busy spending all her time in outer space.
I must have missed that cut.
She was appointed to the Space Council, Matt tells me.
Oh, the Space Council. Wow. You know, well, you know who she's going to meet? Meet George Jetson.
Why are people upset that Biden wants to limit your meat eating to one hamburger a month? Under Obama, it would have been one dog a year.
That's true. That's true. It's Obama took a lot less grief for eating that dog than Mitt Romney took for putting Seamus on the roof of his car for a nice trip to Michigan with a lot of fresh air.
Venezuela, here we come. Dog meat in your tummy tum. Disorder the border. Stop building the wall. Free college amnesty. Like Rome, we will fall. Venezuela, here we come.
The decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Better reading or more appropriate reading now than in centuries.
I bet grandma would rather be kissed by her grandchildren than by Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo. Should Andrew Cuomo really be talking about killing grandmothers? How many grandmothers are left alive in the state of New York after his abysmal stewardship over the last year? How many grandmothers and grandfathers did he kill? Even more than Charlie Parker did in Massachusetts.
About the only number Dementia Joe doesn't screw up is the 50% for the big guy.
Yeah. All those reporters, the cream of political press in the United States, and nobody has ever asked Joe about, are you the big guy? Do you get 50%? What was Hunter talking about?
Good evening, Howie Carr. This is Count COVID-19 calling. I want to let you and your listeners know that I would not do something so low as to kill your grandmother after you kiss her goodbye. What do you think I am? A weirdo or something? But anyways, make sure you wear your masks in between bites and always wear four masks when out in public or I will strike you dead.
That's right. And again, we thank the mayor of the District of Columbia for banning indoor and outdoor dancing at weddings in the District of Columbia, because that's really going to put Count COVID-19 in his place, I'm sure.
For all the wokesters freaking out at Disneyland because the prince didn't ask Snow White's permission to kiss her, I'm hereby giving you my permission to kiss my behind.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, there is a new scene from a Disneyland Snow White ride, and it is prompting backlash. It's reopened in Disneyland, not Disney World. It's reopened the Snow White attraction, and the prince kisses her when she's asleep. She's in a coma, okay? So he's kissing her against her will, so the wokesters are very disturbed about that. You know who else is disturbed now that I think about it? Former Senator Al Franken. Isn't that one of the reasons why he's no longer in the U.S. Senate? Because he didn't kiss. He groped somebody, a woman on a USO tour when she was asleep. But he made the mistake of having a picture taken of that.
And to be fair, Snow White never signed a DNK. Do not kiss.
Yes, I know. Exactly. Exactly. I think they're a little bit overwrought. They're so excited, though, about they've gotten rid of the Song of the South at Disney World. As if As if the Song of the South was the point of that ride. That is a splash ride. It's a water ride. Nobody cared about Uncle Remus or whoever was in there that was offending the woke crowd. It's all about going down the slough into the water.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I think I just made a little mistake. I thought I had hired David Dinkins as my Secretary of State, not some white guy named Blinken. I've been bragging about having a black secretary of the you-know-the-thing for months. No wonder Brezhnev wouldn't return my calls. I mean it.
Come on, Joe. It's not Brezhnev anymore. It's, as you said last week, it's President Clinton. President Clinton, get it straight, please.
Friday, Tucker did a story on Frank Luntz, claiming he's been eating the Republicans' lunch. Once I saw his gut, the case was shut. I knew the report was more than a hunch.
Yeah, you know, Frank Luntz, I think, didn't Trump say that he should get some shirts that really fit him? Or at least, have the buttons moved around so that he could button the top button on his shirts? He's put on so much weight. And the other thing about him is, what about that toupee? I mean, he has got the worst rug on him since I don't know who. Frank Luntz, he is such a fraud. I was so glad that Tucker called him out on Friday night.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And the only time you can leave a message, by the way, is not any hour of the day or night. It's 1 to 4. p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. And if we didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more, we have Chopped Chumps available. Those are the messages that didn't make it, that ended up on the cutting room floor. You can listen to Chopped Chumps every evening about 7 o'clock. It's posted wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much, he decreed everyone must wear them, and it took centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
I bet Grandma would rather be kissed by her grandchildren than by Andrew Cuomo.
The kiss of death. From Andrew Cuomo. That's what it's all about. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
One of my friends just emailed me. Next question for Peter Ducey at the White House press briefing, probably tomorrow. Jen, when does the tax cut or the tax elimination go into effect for everybody making under $400,000 a year? Is it going to be retroactive to the beginning of the year? I would like to hear her answer that question. Have they issued any kind of a clarification / correction / retraction of Dementia Joe's promise to end income taxes for everybody under $400,000 a year? Why isn't this a big deal? We do have a winner. We have a winner. Mario has been here before. He won the year that Whitey was caught was 2011. I think today is the 10th anniversary of the takedown of Osama bin Laden. And Whitey was watching that on TV in his place in Santa Monica. And he was looking at the TV and he got very depressed. And he told Catherine Gregg, he said, this means it's all over for me, because he was prescient that way. He understood that once Osama bin Laden went down, he would become the number one target of everybody. And sure enough, it wasn't much more than a month later that he was taken down himself. June 11th, 2011, 10th anniversary, 10 years. Don't wait until Sunday to surprise mom with a Mother's Day gift from 1-800-Flowers. Let her feel the love all week long with an early bouquet of 24 multicolored roses for just $29.99. The price is going to go up all week. Now's your best deal you're going to get. You only got 6 days left. Take advantage. To order at this amazing deal, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie to get the deal of the week. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you know people who are still afraid to go outside?
Yes, I do.
43% say yes.
All right. We're going to take a lot of calls in this this hour, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. I just wanted to give you an example of how crazy the mask the mask cult is. And this may be in some quarters being portrayed as an anti-Asian hate crime, but it's really a hate crime against someone who doesn't wear a mask. A guy named John Huynh, H-U-Y-N-H, 29. He's an Asian American. He's originally from Pennsylvania. He was stabbed in the heart in Washington State following a disagreement with a neighbor over wearing a face mask. Huynh, two friends, and his wife walked out of an apartment complex in Bothell, or Bothell, I don't know how to pronounce it, shortly before 7:30 p.m. This was a week ago. A local soy boy named Ian Patrick Williams, 25, gave the middle finger to Huynh, so the group stopped to speak to him, according to the documents. Now, remember, this is one guy. He gives the finger to four people. You know, one of them is a man and a wife, but they got two other people with them. So witnesses told Bothell police, this is in Washington State, that Huynh then asked Williams if he flipped him the bird or waved at him. Seconds later, Williams, that's the guy with the mask, pulled out a knife and stabbed Huynh multiple times, including directly into his heart. After stabbing Huynh, Williams ran back to his third floor apartment, telling his mother, who he lived with, obviously. He's 25, he lived with his mom, that he had been attacked by an anti-masker. Williams was found by police in a bedroom of his mother's apartment with his hands covered with bloody cuts. Huynh's alma mater, Washington State University, released a statement regarding his ethnic descent. Quote, "We recognize that for Asian American and Pacific Islanders community, this event evokes attacks on and threats against people of Asian descent. And we are very mindful of the fear and worry they may be feeling." Well, but that's not what this was about. This was about some Faustist who apparently just decided to stab somebody who could read charts, who knew that this was all nonsense. So he decided to stab him. This guy, 25 years old, living with his mom, is a senior in college studying computer science, and it's being portrayed as an anti-Asian hate crime. It's a rational person hate crime. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
1-844-500-4242. As of Saturday, New Jersey became the 14th state to allow the Garden State's more than 450,000 illegal aliens to obtain standard driver's licenses. This new law that will make it easier for people who are in the country illegally or otherwise. It will also help out formerly incarcerated residents, i.e. ex-cons, transgender people whose documents may not match their given gender identity, domestic violence survivors, et cetera, who are unable to retrieve legal documents, homeless people. Everyone's going to have a driver's license in New Jersey.
Everything free in America.
The Motor Vehicle Commission, MVC, will begin accepting notarized affidavits indicating ineligibility for a Social Security number to meet the requirement. So as long as you can prove you don't have a Social Security number, you can get a driver's license in New Jersey. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? The documents must also prove identity and date of birth. Now, how is that going to work? Because they're all going to claim they come from war-torn, failed states. And so you're going to have all these people claiming that they're 65 or 62 years old or whatever the age is so that they can get SSI or SSDI if they're not eligible for Social Security. Can you imagine the scams that are going to go on? Of the roughly 450,000 illegal aliens who are now eligible for the licenses, it's estimated that fewer than $100,000 file taxes using individual taxpayer ID numbers. So out of all these illegal aliens, fewer than a quarter of them pay any income taxes. Oh, but they pay sales taxes. They pay sales taxes, you know. Everybody pays sales taxes. 844, some guy who came in on the plane yesterday from anywhere in the world pays a sales tax when he buys a tube of toothpaste or whatever. 844. 917. Don't worry, they have to be notarized. Yeah, I know, exactly. 844-500-4242. And remember, didn't Governor Murphy say last week you have to have a vaccine passport? You have to be vaccinated if you want to vote in the primary later on this year in New Jersey because they have off-year elections. But to get a driver's license, to get on an airplane, you don't have to have any. Just come on down. But if you're an American citizen and you want to vote, bring that vaccine passport. I guess illegal aliens don't have to bring the vaccine passports, only the American citizens. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. When I go grocery shopping, I don't wear a mask. And I show people my inhaler when they confront me. I have all kinds of different reactions. I had some people working in the deli department, some elderly people, and they're all complaining that they're thinking I'm going to kill them. They're afraid of me, even though they're wearing masks. And they had all been vaccinated.
Right.
And I'm 6 feet away from them, and I'm not coughing or sneezing. They were petrified that I was going to kill them. And then I one time had a mob of people led by some senior citizen surrounding me, and they were all angry at me, and the guy followed me out into the parking lot and said, do you have a right to kill people and things like that?
Well, Dan, what I don't understand is all these people, like the guy in Washington who killed the 29-year-old guy who was minding his own business. If he's so worried about being infected, he didn't observe social distancing when he stabbed that guy in the heart, did he? Did those guys who were chasing you in the parking lot, were they observing social distancing?
And I told the guy when he followed me out there and was giving me a hard time, I said, you know, they could have used you back in Nazi Germany. And then he walked off. But anyway, one of the things I was going to point out is I've been telling people lately, because I still see people driving in the car with their masks on, and I still see people walking down the street. I saw two ladies tonight walking down the street. There wasn't anybody around but me. And I said to them, why are you still wearing your mask outside? Didn't you hear? They said you can... They said you don't need a mask outside. And the girl's like, really? And then she pulled the mask down for a few seconds, and then she was afraid, and she put it back on. And I just give up. People have just become so downtrodden and so beaten down. They're just paranoid at this point.
Are they beaten down, Dan, or are they just buying into it? I think they're members of the cult. I think they actually believe they're in danger, that you're trying to kill them, that anyone who doesn't wear a mask is trying to kill them, or... which may even be worse, is a Trump supporter. I mean, there have been two stories, one from D.C. and one from Boston, saying that a lot of these people that are still wearing masks outdoors are doing it just as a uh, as a way of indicating that they're not Republicans, as if only Republicans can read the charts. It's amazing. It's very disturbing that people have adapted this sick new religion so quickly, and they're unwilling to give it up. I mean, again, they have a First Amendment right to embrace whatever preposterous cult that they want to, but they don't have a right to shove it down my throat or Dan's throat or to tell us what to do. Thanks for the call, Dan. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hi, good evening, sir. Yeah, this COVID has really been a golden goose for the Democrat Party. I mean, Joe Biden to me is an empty suit. You know, I'm wondering when the useful idiot is going to be replaced. And as for this mask wearing, it's a cult. I mean, fresh air and sunshine, it will do you a lot of good. You know, wearing a mask outside in the sunshine with nobody around, hundreds of miles from nothing, is idiotic. It's absolute insanity. And these people, they're brainwashed. They're 100% brainwashed.
I know. They need to turn off the television. And they can't even remember. Fauci was saying a year ago, you didn't need to wear a mask. Then he said one. Then he said two. Then he said 6 feet social or physical distancing, whatever you want to call it. Then he said 3 feet. That now they're saying, even if that they're not going to be enough people vaccinated to have herd immunity. So and then you have to worry about the mutants and the variants, and they've always got another excuse coming. And the excuse today is not enough people are getting vaccinated to have herd immunity. So they're going to have to keep. So everybody's going to keep wearing the mask. They're going to have keep having the lockdowns. Do they understand that, you know, there's a huge percentage of the population can figure out the scam? It's like Abraham Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. They better read up on their Abe Lincoln, Honest Abe quotes, because you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Judy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to tell you, I'm a firm believer in, you know, outside, don't wear a mask. So last night, my husband and I went to Salem, listening to Charlie Parker, no more masks outside. We headed towards a restaurant in downtown Salem, and it's a sign saying this is, you have to have a mask
right.
In Salem. Okay, so right. who are we listening to, Charlie Parker or Kim Driscoll? But it doesn't
the
matter.
Mayor.
I'm not listening to either. But
right.
Point.
Yeah. Right. I know. This is the thing. I mean, it's the same thing in New Hampshire. You know, Chris Sununu said, everybody, the mask, the statewide mask is lifted, but the municipalities have the right to do what they want. And, places like Portsmouth and Nashua have, sort of the towns that have been infiltrated by Massachusetts people are still have the mask mandates. And Judy, it's the same thing in Boston. You know, I mean, Kim Janey, the acting mayor, said, well, if the state of Massachusetts opens up on August 1st, we're going to have to wait until August 21st to totally open up. They just enjoy it. The more liberal they are, the more draconian the measures. As I've said before, it's obvious now after watching these people in action, everything that is not prohibited is mandatory. That's the way it is with these people. And they do not want people to have freedom. They like the fact that they can order people around, but only citizens. You know, again, an illegal alien could do whatever he wants in Salem or Boston or any other damn place, and nobody's going to do a damn thing to him. But you know, law-abiding, tax-paying U.S. citizens are going to have to suffer the jackboot of these Fauscists who still dominate most of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. I had kind of a random occasion to go to my friend's kid's Little League baseball game yesterday. My kids are older, so they're out of it. But I'm at this Little League game, and probably at least half the kids are wearing masks out on the field. I don't know. You know how baseball is laid out, right?
Right.
Everyone is 50 feet away from everybody else.
Right.
And these kids, 9, 10 years old, are wearing masks out on the field. And I actually overheard a coach say to one of the kids, "Do you want to take off your mask?" And the kid said, "No, I like it."
Oh, man. So, talk about brainwashing. Jack, I'm surprised you were allowed to go there. I thought Little League games, the rule was only two people per player.
I guess it's a little, it's relaxed now. I was the plus one.
Oh, you were the guest. You were the guest of your friend. Yeah. I thought there was only, two people per, I read that somewhere. I think that, I'm like you, Jack. I'm kind of glad that I don't have kids in this age group anymore, just because it would be such a hassle. And how would you explain it to your kids? That they can't be with their friends, that they have to wear a mask. I mean, one of the great things about a baseball in the spring is you've been inside all winter, and now you're out in the fresh air, even if it's kind of crisp and still kind of chilly in April or May. You're outside and the sun is beating down on you, and it's summer's coming. Who the hell wants to wear a mask? God. 844-500-4242. Speaking of baseball, Bruce from the Mets says, even though there's no mask mandate in New Hampshire, pretty much everywhere I go, they still are all in on the panic. It's sickening. I agree, Bruce. I agree. With everything that moms do, they deserve a lifetime's worth of thanks and appreciation. So don't wait until Monday to surprise her with a Mother's Day gift. Lock in your order right now and let her feel the love all week with an early bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now at 1-800-Flowers, my listeners can get 2 dozen multicolored roses for $29.99. I've seen those roses from 1-800-Flowers, and they are so beautiful. I left mine down in Florida when I came back here, but I'm sure they're still fresh on my desk at the offices in Boca Raton. They last for an incredibly long amount of time, and they're very impressive. If you're sending them to somebody, you might think about if they're back to work and they're in their offices, you might think about sending the roses there, because it'll really impress all of their coworkers. Maybe it'll break down the social distancing when their coworkers have to come and smell how wonderful the aroma is, at least from the roses. This gorgeous bouquet of 2 dozen roses in an assortment of bright colors will have all of the moms in your life talking about them and you to everyone. And remember, even if it's not your mom, you have to buy. If you have kids, you have to buy. You have to buy those roses for your kid's mom. It's on you, Dad. You know it as well as I do. My 1-800-Flowers bouquet is on its way to the mailroom manager. She tells me she doesn't want them, but I know she does. You know, mom in your life, multiple moms in your life want those roses, and you're going to be in the doghouse if you don't get them. 2 dozen multicolored roses for $29.99 is an amazing offer, but prices will be going up. So order before Wednesday. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday. You've only got 6 days left, so take care of all your gifting needs right now with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 2 dozen multicolored roses for just $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Here's the exact quote from Honest Abe. You can fool all of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Not even in Brookline. Not even in Salem. Not even in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Amanda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to put my two cents worth in. To the caller, Jack, that called, kids outdoors and fresh air, playing baseball to get the fresh air and being stifled is ridiculous to me, but that's one thing. And the other is the supermarket. I'm the same. Going to the supermarket without a mask, just in there about an hour ago, and this guy made such a big gesture of stepping back to get out of my way. He had a mask on. What are you afraid of? It's just nuts to me.
He was probably vaccinated, too.
Exactly. Anyway, I've never called in. I'm a little...
I know. Amanda, somebody said today they made a list of the 10 most ridiculous things in the COVID panic. And one of them was one-way aisles in supermarkets. And the guy said, will anyone ever do a study about how many lives were saved by the one-way aisles in supermarkets? Obviously not, because the number is zero. We all know that. Is there there been anything as ridiculous as one-way aisles in supermarkets?
Well, can I tell you this? Someone one day says to me, didn't you see the arrows? And I ducked and said, I didn't even see the Indians.
Thanks for the call, Amanda. I know. I get it. Antoinette, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Antoinette.
Hi. If anybody watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, it was amazing. They forgot to tell them about social distancing. You could count the number of masks, and I say good for those people. There were over 51,000 people, and their social distancing must have been about 6 inches apart. It was great.
Right. I think there were fewer than normal, but yeah, you're right. There wasn't much. You know, they also didn't get the memo about how My Old Kentucky Home should be canceled as a song because they played it before the race, didn't they, Antoinette?
Yeah, but I mean, it was amazing to see all those people without masks, and even the jockeys. I mean, 3 out of the 19 had the masks on before they went on the horses, but I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
So those people didn't get the message, I guess.
No, whenever I see a picture in the newspaper or on the internet or anywhere or on TV, people not wearing masks, it always gives me a warm feeling in my heart. It's amazing. You know, who would have ever thought that just seeing people in normal activities would be give you a real boost? I mean, but this has been just so debilitating and depressing what's been going on here, and for no reason when you get right down to it. Ox, you're next. Quickly, Ox.
Hey, how are you? Listen, hey, I'm in Chickadee. Listen to you, after many tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, I got to say, all the shots the military gave me, I am not getting the vaccine.
Ox, no one will force you to get the vaccine. And these, you know, this is another thing that these Democrats, some of the mayors are saying, well, we're going to force the public workers to get the vaccination. How the hell do you do that? You don't force people to do anything else in this country. How are you going to force people who work for you, who perform vital services, to get the vaccine? I don't get it. I'd never force you to get the vaccine. Thanks for your service, Ox. I'm Howie Carr.